It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Roll it down the street, smoking in dope, sipping on gin and juice, laid back.
Welcome
with my
back.
Mind on my money.
You good over there?
My money on my mind.
Are you okay?
I didn't even know we were on air.
Yeah.
Did you know? I'm not sure if you knew. Welcome back. Midday show joined by the afternoon show. We're live at Citizens Bank Park in the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast. But at around 1:45, Big Game Dante is going to join
us.
Big Game Dante.
I like Big Game Dante.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
What's his record?
Jack, we
got to check in on this.
Well, because they lost to the Nets last year, and all I hear is Big Game Dante.
He won the Super Bowl.
I don't care about this. Well, sorry.
Did
the truth come out?
Kyle, I think I have the math right on this. I think he's 3-0 with the Eagles, but he's 0-1 with the Phillies.
Yeah.
I'm on tough Phillies record. I'm watching Big Dante.
So he was with us for the Eagles-Packers opener. 1-0. He was with us. Was he with us for the Packers playoff game?
Yes, he was.
I think he was.
2-0. With us for the Super Bowl, 3-0, but lost the Phillies playoffs. So he's 3-1.
Yeah, he's on my watch.
So you're saying Dante's not a baseball guy?
We'll see.
I mean, he's here in a Phillies uniform. He's going to join us in the booth in a few minutes. So I don't know. I mean, are you worried about this?
Well, I don't care about today.
Okay.
I care about as
no, but if they if lose you, if today, you roll, you're going to put it on his record.
If they lose today and then you roll him back out in the playoffs, yeah.
Definitely got to bring it up.
Well, my antenna's going to be up.
A lot of people are saying that the season started going down the drain last year after Jack did the Eagles' chance at the Phillies game.
They were hot before that.
Right.
They were on like 120 win pace.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's always my fault.
So you're just trying to spin the anger towards someone else.
Yeah. Always looking to dodge and weave, buddy.
All right, I like that. All right, before we go back to the phones here, we do have Herb here who wants to talk about the tornado bats.
Yeah.
We'll get to that in a second. So, Ike, you said you don't think that the tush push is getting banned tomorrow. How close do we think it is? Because yesterday Sirianni said he thinks or he should have some votes in the bag, like Kellen Moore and Shane Steichen.
Well, just real quick.
And Gannon. I don't buy the Gannon thing
Is
for
this
a
like a law? Like, does it just need to be more than 50%? What do they need?
They 24, right?
They need 24 votes.
It's 75%.
Okay. So they need 24 to win, right? So the Eagles need 9.
The Eagles need 9 votes to win.
We got to pay everyone off.
So I'm wondering if is it closer to 12-12 or is
no,
it?
No, I think this is more like 20-12.
Ooh, you think it might be like 20-12?
Yeah. I think once
that's about right now. I can see that, Joe.
Once teams started coming out and saying they didn't like it, then other teams felt emboldened.
Right, they felt comfortable to do it.
Yeah, they weren't the first one. They weren't the babies. You have the Bills and the Falcons, all these teams.
Well, I think we have Tampa, right?
We have Tampa. We have Bulls. Yeah.
He's
got Todd.
I'm gonna tell you what else. You don't know which of these guys are coming out and publicly saying one thing but voting another thing behind closed doors.
Right.
Some snakes.
Believe me. We just had an election. Just saying.
Wow.
Wow.
Talking politics, though.
Well, no, I'm just saying. People go, once you get in the booth.
No, I hear what you're saying.
Your
no.
vote does what it
you.
Does.
It's just you.
Yeah, forget about what you're saying publicly. No, once you get in the booth.
So even those that support the Eagles, you think maybe tomorrow they don't.
Exactly. Wait a minute.
Is it publicized?
It's anonymous?
Do we know who voted what afterwards?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think it's anonymous. I don't.
So you will know who voted?
Oh, yeah, and that's what you get to swing on. Like, if, like the ones that say they got you, then you go.
You don't get to swing on anybody here.
No, listen, though, Ike. It's gotten a little testy down there in Florida. People having side conversations. They getting a little spirited with their conversations.
I saw what happened. Yeah. We need to relax a little bit.
I know. We're trying to be grown up. But yeah. this is petty business. This everybody's
yeah. When you're the best team, everybody's coming for your neck.
Exactly,
that's what it is.
This is petty business. So when it's petty business, you know, you gotta be petty. You gotta do petty stuff.
Do we buy that Sirianni is right that the former Eagles coaches are going to vote with the Eagles? I don't buy it.
I don't buy it at all.
Jonathan Gannon's not going to vote with the Eagles.
Why would he?
Well, if you're in the NFC, why would you vote with the Eagles?
Well, that's what we were saying earlier. Like,
I mean, that's really the way I kind of look at it.
Seriously,
if you're in the AFC,
if you're in the AFC, who cares?
If
you're in the NFC, I would vote against the Eagles.
I ain't got nothing to base it on. I think the Cowboys are gonna vote with us though.
There's not a shot.
Yeah, why would they?
Because I just feel like they will.
Unless Jerry Jones doesn't know what day it is.
Hey, this is the part where I don't really have nothing to back it up. I don't have any facts. I just hope it'll happen.
I don't think they get enough votes to ban it, but I do want to see just how close the voting is.
The Saints going to vote with us, dog.
Because it could mean that's the momentum going towards what it could be. Next year could be the year that it's banned.
Yeah, the tush push feels like it's on borrowed time, even if it's not now.
That's why we got to win one more Super Bowl this year before we lose our secret
that
weapon.
And the torpedo bats. We've got to take advantage of it while it's here. Speaking of torpedo bats, Herb in the Northeast wants to talk about the tornado bats. Herb?
I'm going to eat my sandwich while y'all do.
Yeah, I can't believe they had – what I want to know is when you were down there in spring training, Joe, for you Douglas, did you see this bat around? Did the Phillies play the Yankees in any game that you guys were at?
Not while we were there. Now he was on the field to throw the first pitch, so maybe he saw more than I did.
I think I caught a
shot. Yeah, I'm wondering if those bats, are they all wood bats?
He ain't talking to you. What you do to Herb?
Were they some kind of composite? You know, in college they have what they call BB core, and in high school, but there's certain models that are illegal. Certain ones are illegal in high school and the same thing in college. So there's certain specifications.
So, but, Herb, are you in on the torpedo bats or are you out?
Sound like he is, Joe.
If the Phillies go get some, try them out, see what they're like. There must be something inside them bats that are making them balls go that far. 15 home runs in 3 games? That's fat. That's crazy, man. Phew.
I thought Herb would
that's
be in
crazy.
On it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should they ban it, Herb?
If there's, I don't know. Those bats should have been the commissioner before the season started. Okay, those bats should have been checked out if they're to make sure that they're legal.
Well, they did. They had to ask someone. They had to run it by someone.
Boone said something today or yesterday.
Oh, Boone.
I thought he said Alec Boone.
Me too. Yeah.
He's loving it. No,
of course.
All the other teams didn't know about it until this weekend. All of a sudden,
I think
their
teams knew, but they didn't get enough players to use them. They knew.
I mean, it's definitely different than a Louisville Slugger. If you look at the Louisville Slugger, the barrel is heavier. And, I mean, some guys have a thin handle, other guys have a thicker handle, okay?
Herb, can I ask you just one second? If we were to give you a tornado bat, how many home runs do you think you could hit in a Major League Baseball season?
Tornado.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Tornado bat.
Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah. Okay. Torpedo bat.
That's what Tornado calls his bat.
Yeah. I get hit when I'm
talking about
shape.
Baseball still?
How many home runs?
Not now. I can hit the ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like when you were in your prime, could you hit a home run with a torpedo bat?
With a torpedo?
Yeah.
If they're hitting them, I can hit them. Yeah.
The major leagues?
Well,
you had a tryout for the Reds, right? You were a catcher.
I was down there with the Reds.
Era? During the Big Red Machine era?
Could have been Herb on that team.
30 years
Johnny Bench out, Herbert?
Yeah. Yep.
30 years ago.
Now, as an official PIAA umpire,
mid-90s.
You check bats, right, before games. Would you check for a tornado bat?
We check them if the other coach on the other team, the day we give them a speech before – at the plate when they hand in their lineup cards.
Right.
They get a speech, PIAA speech, that they
can you recite the PIAA speech right now?
And all their equipment is legal. You know. Anyway, that's
the What is the PIAA speech? Can you recite it?
Ike Reese, when you go
What's up, man? What's up, man?
We found out Ike's here.
Ike saw the Yankees play.
Yep.
Ike was there when the Yankees were playing. Ike knew about this and hid it from us for weeks.
He didn't tell nobody. Ike knew. He didn't tell nobody.
They paid one bit of attention. And they're back. They played the Phillies or any other team. They had to be using them bats because why would they using them in spring training and then all of a sudden the game
Spike
and
Fritz
for
too.
Real?
There.
I agree. And now no, it was just Ike. Spike and Fritz didn't pay attention to this.
No. Come on.
Who's going to win today? Phillies or Rockies, Herb? You got to win today?
Yeah, this is opening day, man. People want to see a W. They want to see runs up, man.
I'm taking it over to 100.
The runner holds up, they should be able to put up
what is the over?
7-8 runs, 9 runs.
I think it's 8.5. You know what I mean?
Come on.
Is it possible it's 8.5?
This is the Phillies, man. This is the Phillies, the team.
The Phillies are minus 275, I believe.
These are the games that you got to win. Okay?
Hey, Herb.
I get that. I agree with that.
You know? Yeah. Yep.
Must win. Herb, I agree. Today is a must win.
Herb is like, you remember when KYW used to have the ticker? Herb is like the ticker for WIP. It's just there in the background while we're talking.
We should just have him on and pot it down.
4 hours of Herb.
The other conversation that was going on while he was talking. But you were locked into that, weren't you, Joe?
No, not the last half of it. It is 8.5, the over-under.
Yeah.
It feels kind of heavy today. 8.5?
It does. Rockies. They don't have a lot of faith in Chris Sanchez. Or whoever that guy is pitching for the Rockies.
Herman Marquez.
Oh, Gilio used to be all Marquezed up.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I was a Marquez guy. Well, he stinks now.
He's cooked, yeah. He's cooked.
It's over.
Not against the Phils, though. He'll be fine against the Phils, but...
You worried about today?
No.
This sounds like a big offensive day today.
No, today's an offensive day.
They're going to lose
Schwarber, Harper.
Harper's going, yeah.
And our big dog.
Kepi?
Kepler.
It's Kepler.
It's Kepler.
Kepler?
Yes.
Like, you know what? Until he hits a couple home runs, you're coming everywhere.
Yeah.
He's got to earn.
I'm slow. Yeah, you know I'm slow.
He works the quality at bat.
He's hitting third tonight, or today, right? And he's hitting some crazy.
He's hitting third today?
He's way up there. I know that.
All I know is plus 540.
You took it already?
Of course.
I need to make some money. I need some sure things up in here. I can't be fooling around with y'all.
Don't listen to Ike.
These ifs and maybes.
This guy hit one.
Well, that's for sure. Don't listen to me. Yeah, no. I guarantee you that much.
Hugh hit one 8-leg parlay during the NFL season. Walked around like he was. He knew how to bet.
But did anybody?
He was Ace Ralston.
He's lost every bet since.
But hold up.
He's
out. Did anybody else hit an 8-legger?
No, but you gave all the money back.
I'm just saying. But did anybody else hit one?
We got to get Craig Barnes from there.
We call that beginner's luck, you.
Yeah. Yep.
No.
Wasn't but has like anybody
else?
Bucks,
has anybody else hit one?
No.
All right, then.
It was a $2 parlay.
But it hit.
And you've lost every bet.
But I hit. Is anybody else who been betting longer than me hit 8-legger? I hit one out the gate. Then ain't hit nothing ever since.
That was in October. You haven't hit a bet since. All right.
I feel like the Dallas Cowboys. I'm living off the past.
You are. So we got leading off coming up at 2. Big game Dante's going to hop in a few minutes with the national anthem. Are we all buying this Christopher Sanchez hype? That's the season.
Yes.
So this morning, Rob Thompson compared him to Zach Wheeler, said he now has command with the great velocity.
Yeah.
That's a huge – like, are we ready to go to that level with Christopher Sanchez?
Well, no.
Well,
of course you are. I mean, my goodness, you got him winning the Cy Young this year.
He might.
Well, then that's going to that level.
No, I know, but Wheeler's also putting together a possible Hall of Fame run.
That's what
okay.
I know.
No, but I think he's gonna solidify himself as the number two on this team. Yeah,
like I thought he was the number two last year.
He was the number two last year.
Yeah, he was the second best pitcher last year.
Dude, he's up to 98, commanding it with sync.
The thing I like best about him last year is every time he got into trouble, he would pitch out of trouble. Like, even when he'd get guys on base, it would never spiral.
Yep.
It would never snowball. I think there's something about him. It's what it made it really interesting that he was so much better at home than he was on the road is that he pitched like a guy who seemed unbothered by pressure and those sorts of things. So if he can keep that and the stuff is a lot better, he was the second best pitcher on the Phillies last year. I mean, he was the guy was, especially after Ranger
tailed off. It's hard to be that guy if you're not that guy on the road, though.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree.
Like you can't be I'm a at-home guy.
Well, I agree.
And as you go into a seven-game series, if they get to the NLCS or World Series, you can't just hide him at home. Like,
right.
Because
it
depends on when the series before ends. Like, you're not going to want to wait till game three if they have home field. You could go want him out there so he pitches more in the series.
Yeah.
That's true. I wonder – look, I think he's going to be good. I like him. That just – when I hear Cy Young and I hear Topper comparing him to Wheeler, that's big. Like, you got to do it again and again to be in that category.
A good thing for him is that it's a good rotation as a whole. So it allows him to develop into who he is without having the pressure of, well, when I go out here, I got to win every time I go out here. So, with Lizardo and Nola there, it allows Sanchez to sort of – he'll be able to fit into that role because everybody can't handle that being that number two guy.
Can't handle being the guy.
Yeah, everybody can't handle it. Some guys are better off being the guy that, I can come in. And plus when you're facing the other team's third starter, right? When you're going up against the other team's ace or the other team's number two pitcher, now you got to match him inning for inning, out for out, right? Like you got to be able to do that.
You do. Are you guys excited for Taiwan on Thursday?
No,
I am.
No, Houston.
I already have my – I'm going to tweet out like 9 a.m. Feels like a lot.
Positive vibes, baby.
Listen, here's the way
There's
I decided.
No vibes with Taiwan.
Here's the way PBOs. I decided to deal with Taiwan. You got to win minimum 3 out of the 4 other starts.
So is this a must win today?
Yes.
Sanchez, Rockies.
Yes.
It's a must
Taiwan
win.
Taiwan on Thursday?
Yes. Must win.
Especially heading into Dodgers.
Dodgers, yes.
So, yeah, I agree with that. This is a must win. Otherwise, we're panicking.
Got to take 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, got to take. Got to take all three.
Got to take 2 or 3.
Got to take all three. Going in
two
the
or three
Dodgers.
Minimum.
Wait,
you take three.
I was 5 or 6 in the 2 first series. That's what I need, and they already lost their one.
Well, these are bad teams.
Yep.
Yeah, but Mickey's back with the Rockies.
Nobody
is he starting
cares.
Today?
No, he's not starting today. Yeah. Sadly, they didn't know Fritz is in the building. Yeah.
What was your
dude? Why not Mick?
Why not Mick? Because he can't play.
I don't know what the hell he was talking about. Like,
yeah, everyone's lost.
Number one overall draft pick.
Yeah,
number one.
It was a bad draft.
In the whole draft.
It was a bad draft.
Wait a second. There's players in that draft.
They were all in the second round.
But they could have
taken
them
all pucked up?
With the first pick.
Yeah.
You have the first pick. You have your choice of all the players.
You're supposed to get the best
player. Oh, so they're taking Pete Alonso number one.
Well, wait a minute. Did they have the first pick in every round?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then they.
Well, they went under slot.
Okay.
You want to start breaking down the slots?
Okay. Was this Ruben or was this Klentak's first one?
This was Klentak. It was Johnny Almaraz, but Klentak. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it didn't work.
No, no, not even close.
Yeah.
But hold on, he's still in the big leagues. He got a million and a half guaranteed.
Still in the big leagues. He's this is the last stop.
No, I can't wait.
I mean, when you go Phillies, Angels, Rockies, Jack, the next stop is Triple A.
Yeah.
Don't let him play at Coors.
Is he getting a home run off of Taiwan on Thursday?
It's almost
a lock.
I can feel it.
That feels like it's probably going to happen. All right, so we got leading off coming up in a few. Big game.
Moniak and Pivetta, man. Come on, man.
Hold on. Pivetta shoved last night
against the Braves. Yeah. Seven innings, shut them out.
Yeah, so watch your tongue over there. He got 50 million guaranteed.
Pivetta actually could pitch. He's the major league.
Yeah, Fritz was right.
I think on that one you were more right than you were wrong.
Thank you.
Yeah, no one else will agree with that, but I'm a Pivetta guy with you, so I got to
small victories.
Yes. All right.
Small victories.
We have to set up Big Game Dante here.
Hey, which, what's up, man?
Where's Big Game Dante going to stand?
Yeah,
here?
You can take my seat.
Sure. Whatever.
Are you going to stand, Big Game Dante?
Yeah.
Okay. Here
all right.
You go.
Big Game Dante's ready to go. All right. If you don't know by now, and Jack accusing Big Game Dante not being a baseball guy, I disagree. Big Game Dante's
take my hat off
at Citizens Bank Park. For the home opener for the Phillies.
Up too?
You guys want to stand up?
I don't want to stand
but
up.
But I think we probably should.
The national anthem. We're on TV.
Well, everyone else is going to stand up out there. All right, we will stand up. All right, Big Game Dante, how are you?
I'm good. How about yourselves?
We're great. Last time we talked to you was right before the Super Bowl, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, we had good vibes then. Let's get some
Absolutely.
Good vibes for
Let's
the Phillies
start
season.
Off well.
Our official national anthem
stand
singer,
up.
Big. Yeah, we're going to stand up. Put her in. Salute. All right. Big Game Dante, the floor is yours.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
The fact that everybody else stopped.
Big Game Dante. Great job, buddy. Thank you for being part of this.
Good job.
Go Phils. All right, now the season can start. You know what my favorite part was of that?
That everybody else stopped.
Well, yeah, so we're on the concourse here in the DeBoer Heart and Lung broadcast.
You get to hear it twice today.
And everyone.
You're going to say the confusion. Well, for me, it was people not knowing. Wait a minute.
Wait, where's that? First of all, where's it coming from? People are looking towards the field, and then, and then there's just like this instinct that you hear the national anthem and you stop, and people just stop.
Yes.
That we have never got to experience that, Hugh, anywhere but in our studio. We need to do this more. Dante on the road with us more.
It's
everyone just stopped on the.
It
concourse.
Was a little weird, but I mean, I it's the respect for the national anthem.
Yeah.
I just love people like. Wait a minute. Do I have to take my hat off?
Trying to figure out
now.
What is,
like I'm in line for first concessions. It's not time yet.
I saw someone glance at their watch. Like, what time is it? They can't be starting the game yet.
Dude,
you guys should send Big Game Dante into crowds of people with a speaker and a microphone and just start singing and see if people will stop and take
their
hats
off. They did
it
right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You hear the national anthem, you stop.
Yep.
You have to.
You ain't got no choice, do you?
You got to send Big Game Dante out.
Yeah, that could be the next thing. Hopefully we need this win today. Otherwise,
God forbid somebody catch you with an iPhone not stopping.
Stopping. That's what we'll do. We'll shame people.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go to jail for that one. Twitter jail, that is.
WIP jail for that.
Well, yeah. Twitter. Social media jail.
Yeah, you're in jail if you do that. All right, we got leading off coming up. On the other side, we'll get you set for the game. And I see he's ready to go.
Oh, he's got the belt.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a nice belt.
Bro's belt.
Yep. Everyone's ready. We've got a Phillies wrestling belt here. The crowd is pouring in. All right, we got leading off coming up. We'll get you set for the Phillies and the Rockies, the pitching matchups, the lineups, all coming up next. It is the Midday Show, Afternoon Show, and leading off coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.